Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." And Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. I would wager that the vast majority of us gathered here this morning have on some level at least experienced the passion. Maybe not the entire Paschal mystery in our bodies, but quite possibly the passion. And I think for that reason that we have experienced it, we can understand on some level why Peter and the disciple that is most beloved by God, they don't necessarily believe what Mary Magdalene is saying. And in fact, when they go to the tomb, they see it empty. They see nothing but the wrappings. If you have ever gone through this type of a passion, the death of someone, you know exactly what it feels like. You can be standing there talking to someone, And a week later, they ask you, and you have no recollection of that conversation. And it's not just for a week. It can be for months. I know with my second oldest brother, Ray, after his wife and youngest son were killed in a car accident, I remember him telling me that for that first year, he remembers so little. He functioned, but he was never really alive. People were in front of him, but he didn't see them. That's grief. It's deep, it is penetrating, and it is life-altering. So when Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb and she sees it empty, she runs back and tells them, in her grief, not in amazement, but in grief, and maybe a tad bit of anger, and she tells them, this is what has happened, this is what's taken place. So to the disciples, come with her. They look inside and see nothing. And they go back home. As with grief, we will see only what we will allow ourselves to see. But it is like there is a veil or a blindfold over our eyes, because we don't want to feel anything. We don't want to remember anything. But you have Mary Magdalene. And she will be actually the first who will have lived through truly that Paschal mystery. She was there at his crucifixion. She witnessed his passion, how he struggled. She was there when he died. And she is there when he rises. When she looks in the tomb after the disciples leave, she allows herself to move through her grief. And she is searching for hope. Because in the back of her mind, she remembers Jesus saying, I will resurrect. I will be given new life in 3 days. I will die, but this is not the end. So somewhere deep within her, she is hoping. Oh, please, let this be so. She sees the angels. They were always there. They didn't all of a sudden appear. They were there. And they perhaps were enough just to encourage her to hope. But still, she's not sure who they are. She can't focus because there's this cloud in her mind and over her heart. So then she turns, and there is the gardener, and she says to him, you know, if you know where they have taken him, please, please let me know so I can go to him and finish, out of respect, the burial rites. Jesus is standing right before her and she can't see him. Because here's something from my life. When my sister-in-law and my nephew were killed in the car accident, for years, I had dreams of my sister-in-law. Not so much my nephew, but my sister-in-law. She was like a sister. And in my dream, she was there at our family celebrations. But nobody was paying any attention to her. And this made me angry, and I was frustrated. I'm thinking, how can you not be grateful? She's back. She's alive. The whole thing was just a terrible, terrible dream. And every time I would go to Joanne and I would say to her, Jo, it was a dream. You're back. You're alive. And every time she would say, Paul, I'm not here. I've moved on. You've got to let me go. I would wake up crying. I still do. Because it doesn't go away, right? It never goes away. So there is Mary Magdalene looking at her Lord, and she is on the verge of, do I actually believe this is true? Or is this all just a terrible nightmare? And I have to wake up from this. So what she wants to do, she lunges forward to embrace him. So she knows that it's real. And what he says to her, no, Mary, don't cling to who I was. Don't try to hold on to who I was. I am now different. I died, Jesus, your friend, but I am now resurrected as the Christ. I am universal. Death has no hold on me. And this is your future. If you try to hold on to who I was, you'll never be able to live this life to the fullest. Even when things get really rough and God-awful, you will be able to embrace it. And it will not conquer you. Mary Magdalene will then go back to the disciples and say, He is risen. He's alive. I saw him. I heard him. I believe he is alive. And he has shown us this is our future. So my friends, in order to appreciate the resurrection, new life, we do have to live this life first. With everything in it. The ups, the downs, the ins, the outs. The welcoming people into our life. And the inevitable releasing them to the next. The pain never goes away. It's always there and you just have to touch it and it takes you right back. But then we are reminded, Jesus showed us, I am the truth, I am the way, and I am the life, eternal life.